Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Question, of course, is will the verdict come back in the Daniel Penny case today? We're all watching that right now. Democrats are criticizing Biden over Hunter's pardon, but don't believe it. It's all smoke and mirrors. Do not believe it. And the question of the day for everybody to wonder is what the hell's going on in South Korea? And what are these drones over North Jersey? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. The story of these drones in North Jersey is amazing, and it's still not getting the national attention that it deserves. People up in North Jersey are trying to figure out what's happening. Maybe you know somebody up there. If you do, let me know what they're saying. I shared with you a text earlier that I got from a buddy of mine, but let me know. 855-839-1210. Democrats are expressing concerns about Hunter Biden. That's what we call fugazi. These are fugazi concerns. Not real. They knew this was coming. They all knew this was part of the switch. They're making these statements. I think the reality is this is all going to go away, unfortunately, very quickly. And it frustrates me, but I'm always going to try to be optimistic about things. I'll try to be optimistic about maybe perhaps Jim Jordan and Chairman Comer can continue to expose things that will at the very least then just destroy whatever's left of Biden's horrible legacy. If nothing else, that. Just get the truth out. Cash Patel gets in there as FBI director. Pam Bondi is AG. And we just expose the truth and we just get it out there. That's my hope. That's the only thing I can hope for at this point. But you're not going to see Hunter Biden get locked up. You're not going to see Joe Biden get locked up, at least not on the federal level for Hunter Biden. Maybe a state level. I don't know. And you're not, but not Joe. I mean, it's just not going to happen. But the revenge, we got on Election Day. We got the revenge on Election Day. That's the thing. Because Americans are so tired of this freaking corruption. They're so tired of this the insider dealing and the people in Washington who enrich themselves. They're so tired of it. There's a story today how Biden changed his mind on the pardon of his son. Changed his mind. This was always going to happen if he didn't win a second term. 100%. And, you know, this idea that the Justice Department is weaponized, which is the excuse that the White House Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre came out and said, literally came back and said, Department of Justice is weaponized. It's Biden's Department of Justice. So if he feels the Department of Justice is weaponized, why doesn't he fire somebody? Literally, Karine Jean-Pierre came out and gave this big, long statement. I'm not going to play it for you. It's annoying. But, you know, well, this is a weaponized DOJ and this is an unfair prosecution and blah, blah, blah. OK, but we've been saying that. But it's your Department of Justice, dude. It's your attorney general. You appointed the guy. He reports to you. You're the president of the United States. So if that's the case, why don't you ask for Christopher Wray's resignation? Why don't you ask for Merrick Garland's resignation? Why don't you throw these people out? Because it's not true. That's why. It's not true. The reality is that the Department of Justice tried to hide Hunter Biden's corruption when they thought Joe Biden could win. And then when they realized Joe Biden couldn't win, they decided he had to go. And then they were going to expose him. And that's why Joe Biden had to pardon Hunter Biden. Because if he had won a second term, Or if Kamala had got in there, they just would have kept delaying and delaying and filing delays and more delays. And or maybe Biden would have pardoned him on the way out the door if Biden had not won re-election on the way out the door on, you know, the last day in office. He would have pardoned him and just left, and Kamala Harris would have taken over and people would have been angry, whatever it was. But there are a lot of people very, very upset with what happened, no doubt about it. Let's welcome back to the show a man who worked so hard to make sure Pennsylvania went red this year, and he's going to continue the fight going forward for us, and that's the RNC chairman, Chairman Michael Whatley. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be on with you, Rich.
How are you doing today? You fired up?
I am. I'm doing very well. You know, it is a month out from the election, and you know, I think that what we see from President Trump right now is him operating at warp speed to get everybody put together for the inauguration. And, you know, just we're all kind of watching the Democrats implode. You know, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of questions that are going back and forth about how they blew, you know, a $1.5 billion in 3 months. Yeah. And, you know, that's not good. And then, you know, President Biden kicks the hornet's nest one more time with, you know, this pardon, which really goes to show that it is all about the weaponization of the judicial system from top to bottom. And what an absolute disgrace.
An absolute disgrace. And it's just, you know, we knew it was going to come. We never believed him when he lied and said he was never going to pardon his son. We never believed Karine Jean-Pierre when she said it. And I mean, there are so many Americans right now frustrated because they have family members who did drugs. They were addicted to drugs. They're in jail. They don't get a presidential pardon from Joe Biden. This is nepotism. This is to cover up Joe Biden's crimes. And people feel a sense of, can there be justice, Mr. Chairman?
Well, there's going to be justice when Pam Bondi is the attorney general and Kash Patel is the director of the FBI. And I think it really, truly is going to take people like that coming in and changing the entire culture for both of those departments and agencies. The weaponization that we saw over the course of the last 8 years is unprecedented and appalling. And we as a country can never see this type of activity again. And with him granting this pardon is really just the latest example. I hope it's the last time that we're going to see him abuse power the way that he has. But when you think back to what happened when Donald Trump got elected and the FBI and the Department of Justice decided that they were going to go after him and frame him with a Russia hoax, and then they've just never stopped going after him. They went through civil courts. They went through federal courts. They went in D.C. They went in other places around the country. They went after him. They went after his allies. And, you know, there is no question that Hunter Biden, you know, violated the law. He pled guilty. He was sentenced. And now for there to come back and be a pardon on this just really, truly shocks the system. And there are a lot of Democrats right now who are really seriously thinking, you know, what in the world did we sign up for here?
Yeah, and I think that if you also, and your points are all excellent, as always, the way the FBI, the DOJ has gone after American citizens, praying outside of abortion clinics, targeting parents at school board meetings, targeting Catholics at mass, who pray in Latin, all these things that have occurred over the years. And I think the American people just said enough is enough and just got fed up with it. And that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump swept into victory on election night. And the reform that needs to happen is not just simply about redirecting these agencies, but exposing all this so that the American people can see the extent of it. Because for too long, the powerful elites have thought they could get away with it.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And I think that there is a tendency within those departments or agencies to circle the wagon and try and protect their own. And that is exactly what needs to be talked about. That's what needs to be blown up. And I really do. I'm very, very excited about Cash and about Pam and what they're going to bring to these departments and agencies. And then you look at all the rest of the nominees and the White House staff that the president has announced. It really does show that people are personnel. People are policy, you know, that he is going to put people in place that are going to enact the agenda that he ran on, that he promised every family in Pennsylvania, you know, we're going to restore the southern border, rebuild our economy, and keep your community safe. And you look at these nominees, you understand that he really is taking that very seriously. I can tell you from my conversations that I've had with him over the last several weeks, he is approaching this this transition period with the same level of intensity that he did on the campaign trail, because he knows this is it. This is his one term, and he has got to get done what he promised to do, and he's got to make sure that we really, truly implement the agenda that he ran. It's this common sense agenda that he's been given a mandate to implement.
Chairman Michael Whatley is with me, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Let's also talk about what's going on in California. Are they finished counting the votes yet?
I wish I could say yes, but unfortunately there is still one more congressional district that they're counting, the 13th. I think, you know, we went to court to try and say that the ballots have to be in on election day, and you've got to have the count done after that. There's a reason that we're in court trying to get that done. We expect to be at the Supreme Court on this issue later in the year. But just the fact that California is still counting and it's legal shows you that the law needs to be changed. The process out there right now is fundamentally broken. What we need to have, as President says, is an election day where we know that night who's going to be the president, who's going to run Congress, who's going to run the Senate, who's going to be the governor. It is not unreasonable at all for every state in the country to go through a process similar to what happens in Texas and Florida, where we have, you know, those ballots all come in and we know that night who the winner is. Pennsylvania, we were a lot better this year than we've been in the past. We still have improvements that need to be made. But the Supreme Court there, even though it's Democrat, has ruled, you know, consistently that we need to go ahead and have the ballots in. They need to be, you know, dated the correct way. They need to be counted. And so even though we went through some process in Pennsylvania, it's a lot better than what we're dealing with in California.
It's just amazing. I mean, Florida does it. They do a beautiful job of it. And I understand California's a big state, but that's no excuse. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are countries that count their elections in one day. And the fact that California is still going here, it just undermines people's confidence and trust in the system. And we have worked so hard to make sure that people believe in the fair process of the election. And thank God they did. And they were willing to come out. And the other question I have is, are we going to ever get to the bottom of why people had waited in line for so long, so many hours in places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, you think?
Well, look, I think when you have the enthusiasm for people to vote, you have to go ahead and build in that understanding and that awareness. Arizona was another state where we had the same types of issues. If we know that you can process people, you know, in and out in 15 minutes, say, then you know how many people are going to be there. That gives you a sense of how many machines you need, how many voting, you know, tables do you need, and how big do you need to build that apparatus. That way you can move people in and out. And so, you know, we've got different states that run it very well, different states that need to do better. You know, but part of that is in New Jersey, they never expected the Republicans to turn out like the Republicans did. And they just were more bodies than they were used to handling.
Well, we got a big election coming up in New Jersey. I really do believe. I was down in Atlantic City a couple weeks ago. I had dinner with a bunch of my friends who are Republican county chairs in New Jersey. The enthusiasm's there. They're fired up. They're excited that Scott Pressler wants to be engaged. They're excited that you want to be engaged. And they're feeling really good about their chances in 2025. New Jersey can go red. I mean, there were a lot of Republicans who stayed home in the 2021 gubernatorial election just because they thought that Murphy had it in the bag because the polls were lying, flat out lying. And there is a real sense that given how well Donald Trump performed in New Jersey, and a lot of people also thought, ah, what the heck, he's going to lose, you know, how many more people could have come out, we can absolutely flip New Jersey red and deliver the governor, which would be incredibly important as we head towards the census, for example, as we head towards realigning the craziness on the state level.
Yeah, we absolutely have. You know, and you think about a state like Virginia where Glenn Youngkin, you know, was able to win in 2021 despite the fact that we've not had a Republican governor in decades. You know, you think about a state like Vermont where we've got a Republican governor who's been in for the last 6 years. We won the governorship in New Hampshire. We've had a Republican governor in New Jersey. We've had a Republican governor in Massachusetts. You know, these are states where the right candidate absolutely can win in the governor's races. We need to get the right candidate, and we need to give them the right support. And as you said, New Jersey right now is just popping. For us to get within 5 points for President Trump, that really truly shows you it's a state in play, and we're excited about it.
When you say the right candidate, do you imagine that President Trump will get involved in that race?
I have no idea. That is one I've not talked to him about yet. But I think, you know, when we talk about being able to pick off a governorship, that's going to be something that he'll see is pretty important.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, the good news is that my friends who are the chairs of the county Republican organizations all had a fabulous night on election night. They're all the South Jersey. I mean, if you split New Jersey into two, South Jersey would be a solid red state. So that's the great news. And, of course, we have Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who is just doing an outstanding job fighting for us. So there's good things ahead, no doubt about it, Chairman Whatley. And I appreciate you still making time for us after the election. Usually people just disappear out of my life when the election's over. Like, you know, you don't need me anymore. Not you. You keep coming back. I love it.
Well, our work is not done. We are very, very excited to put a big red bow on top of this election cycle. But as soon as that's done, we've got to get the president's nominees. We've got to get this agenda moving, and then we're going to go win in 25 and 26.
You just let us know what we can do to help. We're ready to go. Chairman Michael Whatley of the Republican National Committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. Good stuff. Good stuff. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Cioli. I have a lot to get to with you. We got a big show loaded up here. One observation I want to make, too, regarding these nominees is that everyone that President Trump has put up there so far that the swamp hates, there's a reason why the swamp hates them. You know, you notice you haven't heard any chatter about Marco Rubio. You notice that? Like, nobody's mentioned him. It's like his name, because he's not a disruptor. That's why. So Rubio will sail through. He's a senator, but he's also not a disruptor. And that's part of the problem. That's the Marco Rubio problem. I mean, I don't want to just, like, you know, destroy the guy, but I'm just saying, I'm very glad he did not win the nomination in 2016. And I think opening up that Senate seat to a solid America First, because that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about ending the globalist mindset, ending the American interventionist mindset that so many Republicans have had. That will be a great opportunity for us. I think that is where we have to just directionally go. As a party, that's where the American people are, and that's where the Republican Party needs to be. And any holdouts that are left of the old guard, of the old way the GOP used to do things, they need to be shown the door. So in some ways, there's a thing in Jersey we always talk about in Jersey politics. We always joke about you make him a judge. So when you can't get rid of somebody who's a state legislator, for example, who's like a pain in the ass state senator or pain in the ass state assemblyman or somebody like that, how do you get rid of them? You make him a judge, which everybody views as a promotion. But now the person's out of your way. They don't get a vote. They don't have to worry about him anymore. And they're happy because it doesn't look like they were removed, but they became a judge. I'm not saying judges are not important. Judges are incredibly important. I'm not saying the Secretary of State is not important. It's an incredibly important position. Obviously, it's one of the most important positions in the cabinet. The Secretary of the United States of America. In fact, the current Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is a madman who's intent on giving every last American dollar he possibly can to Ukraine. He made another announcement today for more billions of dollars going out the door to Ukraine. This guy is single-handedly driving American foreign policy into the ground, or I should say into the hands of Zelensky. So it's an incredibly powerful position. It's too powerful right now, but that's because the president we have is completely checked out to lunch and his brain is pudding. So Blinken sees the opportunity, is going all in and driving the ship on all these things. And we've talked about this before with Dr. Coates. But you don't have to worry about Marco in the Senate. So you made him a judge, you know what I mean? Now you get a solid America First Republican in that seat, you know what I mean? And suddenly the ones who are the holdouts of the old guard suddenly don't have a lot of friends left. There are certain people who I think go the direction of the wind. I think they kind of put their finger up You know what I mean? And figure out, like, which way the wind's blowing here. Rubio always struck me that way. And he always seemed to be that kind of guy to me. Like, if the Republican Party veered towards the pro-war side, if the John Bolton wing of the party had won, he'd be fine with that. He'd be helping sign rockets and missiles. You know what I mean? That's the way he always kind of always struck me. So I think putting him in that position is a wise move because it's going to open up the dynamics of Florida politics. And normally this kind of stuff you'd say would be inside baseball, but you're very smart. Obviously, you listen to this show. And your time is valuable. And you have lots and lots of options. Now, granted, most of the other shows out there are beneath your intellect and also boring at the same time. But nevertheless, the potential for getting a true America First senator to join with Rick Scott with an America First governor, but just leaving that out for a second, and helping Donald Trump in the Senate is huge. Because the more and more you can put pressure on the old guard to just get the hell out of the way, the better. And for a lot of these people, they don't really have a spine, so they'll just kind of go with the flow. You just have to make sure the flow is going in the direction that President Trump wants it to and not going in the direction of the neocons like John Bolton, who are out there saying Cash Patel is the wrong choice for FBI director. If John Bolton's saying it, then in my opinion, Cash Patel shouldn't even have to face a confirmation hearing. Just get him right in there. If John Bolton hates him, put the guy behind to work right now, as far as I'm concerned. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I tell you, relationships matter on this show. Your relationship with me matters to us very, very much. And it matters to Cherry Hill Volvo, too. They are our studio sponsor and our great friends. And I'm proud to drive a Volvo. I love it. The XC90, our family car, the Zeoli family car. With that third row, it's great for getting the kids around, safe and sound. In fact, it is the safest 7-passenger SUV out there on the road. But maybe you want something like the S-Class, beautiful sedan made at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you're going to be treated right. Never any pressure. I can't emphasize that enough because for me personally, I hate the idea that you go to a dealership and it's like, you know, you got to cry uncle and you wind up just buying a car just to get the hell out of there. And then buyer's remorse settles in. But that's what they do, you know, and they're trained to do that. That's not how they do things at Cherry Hill Volvo. I had friends who went, and on the sixth time that they went back to drive the car, to test drive the car, they finally bought it. Who does that? That's what I mean. That's the difference you'll expect from Cherry Hill Volvo. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, and there's a little dealership renovation going on, but it's no big deal. You'll be able to manage and get through it very easily, and soon it'll be over anyway. But in the meantime, Judith is making it up to you with incredible incentives, and she will always work to find you the absolute best price on that Volvo. So go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really do matter.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is in honor of that lefty site, Blue Sky.
No, I just really like the song.
What's that?
I just really like the song.
It's a great song. AOC became the first person to hit 1 million followers on the lefty site Blue Sky as they all exit Twitter or X because of Elon Musk. Bunch of freaking crybabies. So what's going on in North Jersey? We have a video clip for you from NBC News about these mysterious flying objects over the skies of North Jersey. Morris County, New Jersey, and Somerset County, New Jersey. Now, I have a buddy up there who told me this is the real thing. It's legit. He said the other night he was watching this happen. I'll read you the text he sent me just so you know what's going on. And he said, to tell you the truth, the other night at about 3 a.m., I was up and looking out the window, and I saw this real bright object in the distance. I knew it wasn't a star and thought it might be a planet, but it was way too big. And then the story came out the next day. So as I reposition my camera here, which I realize has been repositioned, let's take a watch and a listen to this news story about these mysterious drones in North Jersey. Go ahead.
FBI is now getting involved in an investigation into these mysterious, apparently small car-sized drones that people are spotting flying over New Jersey in the middle of the night. Look at this. One woman there took the video you're seeing. So that's it. It looks like it's flying pretty low. And from that perspective, it looks very large. right? And all those lights in the sky that you see there, see those lights? Those are apparently drones as well, they say, seeming to fly in a V formation, with the whole saga stressing people out nearby.
We're all completely unnerved. I didn't sleep last night. When I would get up and look out my window at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., they were still hovering. I got up at 5:30 this morning, and they were still there. As the sun was starting to rise, they went back in the same direction they came from. And I expect they'll be back as soon as the sun goes down tonight.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And they don't know what they are. And so, again, the question that I have is, we have the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the country. The Biden administration did nothing about it. At some point, I imagine, with the FBI and the New Jersey State Police and the Morris County Sheriff and local authorities asking questions about this, I imagine we might get to the answers. But you see, I have no faith in this administration right now that if this actually was, like China, for example, flying drones over New Jersey, you have to realize there's a big military base up there in North Jersey. So it's hard to imagine that Picatinny Arsenal could have nuclear weapons, but it is apparently one of the sites that is marked for destruction and demolition if there was ever a nuclear confrontation. Picatinny Arsenal is in Jefferson, New Jersey, which is a town in Morris County. It's a big military installation, and apparently, and I don't know this, but apparently it has nukes. It's one of the launch sites. I don't know if it's true or not. I have no way of knowing. Obviously, all that stuff's classified, and you know, I'm sure you can find it on the internet, but whatever. But that's where these things are flying above. I don't know if they're particularly flying over Picatinny Arsenal or not. I just know that there's a big military installation up there. So the question that I keep asking is, and these things are in the air for 12 hours or so. Now, I imagine at some point some guy from, like, you know, Patterson's going to come by and, you know, take a shot at one of these things. But in the meantime, are we concerned about this in any way, shape, or form? Or is this just now the way things are? We just, there's just things in the sky. What are you going to do? There's been multiple stories about this. In fact, if you just Google, or DuckDuckGo, if you just go on online and you just search Morris County, New Jersey, for example, right? And you put that in, you hit news. Let me read you some of the headlines. Mysterious drone sightings continue in Morris County. FBI joins the hunt for answers behind nightly drone sightings in New Jersey. Drone mystery deepens in Morris County. What we know. FBI, state police join in the investigation. After mysterious flights, FAA bans drones in New Jersey. Speculation about New Jersey drone mystery runs wild. Are they spy cams? Alien invasion? What's going on? No fly zones have now been imposed by the FAA. These are just some of the stories that are coming out right now. So we don't have any answers to what the hell is happening. Officials are looking for help in identifying these flying objects. And it's a weeks-long mystery. So listen to this, right? This is the weeks-long mystery of who has been flying drones over Morris County towns, multiple towns, appears no closer to being solved as officials are now appealing to residents to help crack the case. The sheriff reiterated that on Monday night, said the recent drone activity is being actively investigated. There is no advisable immediate danger to the public at this time. And the sheriff's office, along with many law enforcement agencies, are working in partnership on the matter. But again, I want to remind you of the text that my buddy sent me, which is that it's 2 a.m. He lives in Kinlan, New Jersey, in Morris County. So it's 2 a.m. in the morning, and he looks up and he says, or 3 a.m., I'm looking out the window and I see this real bright object in the distance. I knew it wasn't a star and thought it might be a planet, but it was way too big. And then the story came out the next day. And these things are in formation of 3 and 6. They know that the public can help officials by sharing not only what they see, but evidence they may collect. And then these things are hovering over the sky for 12 hours or so. So the FAA issued flight restrictions for drones over Donald Trump's National Golf Club in Bedminster. Now, the president's obviously not there. He's at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. But over the last 2 weeks, the nightly flying of drones, and these are not like kid drones that, you know, like Patrick plays with. These are the size of cars. Over towns like Mendham, Rockaway, Randolph, Dover, Morris Township, Morris Plains has caused a stir in social media in those communities. Indeed, those town boards have photos and video of drone activity nightly and calls for answers alongside naysayers who seek to debunk with images of planes and running lights. The FBI, if they're planes, why is the FBI investigating? They started this on November 26th after 10 days. That was 10 days after the first sightings of these things. So now it's December 3rd. I mean, does nobody find this to be freaking disturbing in any way, shape, or form here? That we don't know what these things are. We don't have the ability to know what these things are. I'm not getting like crazy conspiracy here. I'm just simply saying that this concerns me from a national security perspective, that we should be able to quickly say, oh, this is that. And if we can't figure it out in the first 15 minutes, I would expect an answer within an hour. But this is now going on for almost 2 weeks with nobody understanding what the hell is going on, and a big military installation up there in Morris County in the Dover, Jefferson, Rockaway area. Also, the Rockaway Mall, which has seen better days, like all malls have in New Jersey and America, for that. You know, the FBI began there. At the time, a joint statement on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, the Morris County Prosecutor's Office, and local municipal police departments cautioned that what the public is seeing may not be accurate. The FBI, Newark, New Jersey State Police, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness are asking the public to report any information related to recent sightings over possible drones in several areas. And the people that are doing this could face fines of up to $75,000. I'm having a hard time believing this is like some amateur drone club. You know what I mean? I'm having a tough time believing this is some amateur drone club, and I have a hard time believing we can't figure out what this is. And what concerns me is the fact that we can't. After almost 2 weeks, we don't have the ability to know what is happening here. What year is this? Honestly, my buddy said to me, I started a joint text with a couple guys that I know up in North Jersey about this story, and I sent it up there kind of as a joke. I thought it was just a joke. I thought it was, you know what I mean? And he said, the entire county is up in arms over these drones. We saw one. It's almost like Orson Welles and his radio broadcast of War of the Worlds back in the 30s. So help me understand when, and normally I would think at some point we're going to figure out this is just a Fugazi and his kids or something like that. But if it is just kids or an amateur drone club, then how much time does the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the New Jersey State Police, the Morris County Prosecutor's Office, Morris County Sheriff's Office, Homeland Security, and the FAA need to figure that out? You know what I mean? So I feel like that's something you could figure out and rule out pretty quickly. Like, it's just kids. Like, even in Jaws, they were able to figure out that it was just a kid with a shark fin on top of his head in a matter of seconds, really. You know what I mean? In a matter of seconds. So this should not take that long. And then the other fact here is that we had this Chinese spy balloon, which flew across our country, taking pictures until finally it was shot down over the skies of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Again, I want to credit our on-the-ground reporter, our official Zioli Show drone reporter, Mama Zioli. Of course, here we go.
I think they're blowing it up.
Yes, and they did, in fact, blow it up. And Mama Zioli's reporting was spot on. Matt DeSanta, should we send Mama Zioli to North Jersey, you think?
What if she gets abducted by aliens?
It's
not worth the risk. We can't afford to lose our best reporter.
That's true. She is our best reporter, but then again, I can't have Mama Zioli kidnapped by aliens. kids need their grandma. That's a terrible
especially
idea.
Especially at Christmas.
Uh-huh. Especially at Christmas. Yeah, she makes really good magic cookie bars, so. And Claire's making her first reconciliation tonight. That wouldn't go over well. In fact, Claire's going to have to now confess to the priest that I talked about my mother getting abducted by aliens in sort of a jovial way. You know what I mean? What the hell do you think these things are?
I don't know. So, of course, the reports that I saw said that the FBI can't confirm that the drones are the size of vehicles, but they can confirm that they're much larger than commercially available drones that you would, you know, see some rando playing with in the park. So
right.
It's definitely something strange. It's abnormal. Like,
these are bigger than the drones you can get at Best Buy or at Amazon
exactly.
Cyber Monday deal, for example.
Yeah, I'm looking at drones right now because I'm just curious as to how large a drone you could purchase if you were compelled to purchase an enormous drone. And the ones I'm finding right now via this search, they go up to like $31,000, and they're still not even that big.
And so, the thing about it is that there's multiple patterns of these things. There's not just one random. There's three, six of them together, and they're kind of flying in formation. And the fact that we can't figure this out, and it's been since November 26th, they started investigating. That was 10 days after the first sightings of these things. So now it's December 3rd. So the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 30 days have September, April, May, and November, 30 days or 31? 30 days 31. Have September, 31. Okay, so 30, wait, let me start over. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1, 2, 3. So now we're on, that was 10 days plus 8. That's 18 days.
You could have just said roughly 3 weeks. We would have got it.
Trying to do math is just not... It's not my strong suit. I'm literally counting on my fingers. You can see on the YouTube chat, I'm like, well, one, two, I'll carry the one, that over. So now it's been 3 weeks now. We don't know what the hell's in the skies of Morris County, New Jersey, which is a heavily populated county in North Jersey, which is within an hour of New York City. So I don't know. I mean, this just, it's odd that we can't figure this out. Well, maybe that is what really bothers me about this, is it's like the Keystone Cops here. They're like, I don't know. It's nice and bright, though. We don't know what it is. Like, do we not have some sort of a plane that can go above these things and look down on them and take a picture? Or are we not doing that on purpose? You know what I mean? Like a freaking helicopter? Batman? Somebody? I don't know. And not a guy on a roof taking a shot at this one of these things with a shotgun. It's Jersey, after all. A drive-by shooting? A drive-by drone shooting. Can we get a drive-by drone shooting, please? This is amazing to me. Why can't they fly above them, Matt DeSantis, and shoot down and figure out what the hell these things are?
I don't know. It is strange that they're not able to determine what they are or where they're coming from, especially given the amount of time that they've been sitting up there. You'd think they'd want to solve this mystery.
Yeah, and if it was a military test connected to something at Picatinny Arsenal, then just tell everybody that, and then people would be fine with it and just be like, all right, they're just conducting tests. And that'll be the end of it. But they're drawing more attention to the story by not saying anything. So if the whole idea is to keep it secret so that our enemies don't know, well, now you're making it into a huge story because you're not telling everybody the truth as usual. So now everybody's going to find out about it because it's about to blow up into a national story. Because it's already been picked up by NBC News National and Cassie Hunt. I sent it to Perino, so I'm sure Fox News will be talking about it at some point. So, if it is the government doing something, which I'm sure it is, in the end of the day, it's probably going to wind up being them, probably not China, it's probably them, then just tell us. Or you know what I mean? Then people wouldn't make such a big hubbubaloo about it, and then you wouldn't have such a big story about it. So, or they know what it is, to Jimmy Minnelli's point on the YouTube chat, they know what they are, and they're just not telling us because they don't want to. No, it's not Santa Claus. Who thinks it's Santa? Joe Ricciani thinks it's Santa Claus. No. Murphy doesn't know what it is, but he does hope that it drops a new toupee on his head. You know? He does hope that if they are aliens, that they will bring gifts. And in the case of him, it'll be a new rug. What a road warrior mentioned. Military is already experimenting with 6-people drone transport. All right, well, if it is them, then let everybody know. They've done tests up there before, Picatinny Arsenal. People understand that. Then you just put that to bed. Although that would typically be the government's answer if they didn't know, if they knew what it was. They would lie and just say, like if it was aliens, for example, they would always go, oh, we're just doing military tests. You know, we're just testing things. That's all. So I'm surprised they haven't done that, actually. That's usually the standard go-to BS answer, isn't it, DeSantis?
Well, maybe you're correct. Maybe if it's aliens, the go-to answer is, well, it's just the military testing some new devices. If it's not aliens and it's the military, then they just ignore it and claim nothing's going on at all.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Solve the mystery, yeah.
Frank in South Philly has an idea. Frank, why don't you get some of your guys in South Philly to head up to North Jersey and figure this out for us, huh?
Hey, Rich, how you doing, buddy? Kumbaya,
good,
how you
buddy.
Feel?
I feel great.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, these drones that are flown in North Jersey, most likely my cousin up in that area could find out more faster than what this Biden administration. They only send out people like me. I flew a flag, an Italian flag, outside my house, and I had a big investigation. We had CNN come down, the FBI, the Secret Service, everything else, because I flew an American flag, an Italian flag, outside my house. But anyway, if they fly drones or anything on top of North Korea or China, they would have you escorted down to the ground, and they would put you in prison. That's the bottom line, because I did 13 months over there in South Korea on a DMZ. Wow. Huh. So that tells you what they do over there. But over here, they fly anything. Joe that doesn't know, he lets anything fly up in the air. We don't know what it is. Drones in North Jersey, we don't know what's flying over there. It might be private guys that have that, but that's a thing. Now, getting back to President Trump, Goomba, President Trump should not accept any pardon from Joe that doesn't know.
No, he pardoned
his son. Yeah, his son got pardoned to avoid him getting investigated or possibly charged with the crimes the crimes that he committed in letting all these 18 soldiers in the Midwest, in the Middle East, to get killed over there. Where it didn't happen. Now, his son, he plead guilty to it. President Trump, I believe, he didn't plead guilty to the 96 or 106 charges that they filed on him, which was sent by the Biden administration, that they put him on a cross over there. Cost him all that money besides all the aggravation that he got. The other thing is, I'm 2,000% with you, that he should never take that pardon from him. That's that. And then if he does take the pardon, everybody in the public, the CNN and all them broadcasters will think, well, they did a backdoor Goomba agreement to pardon his son, and then he gets pardoned, to pardon all his allocations that he got charged for.
Yeah, look, I mean, everything you're saying is right, pal. Listen, Frank, ciao, Paisan. I appreciate the phone call.
Hey, Rich, have a nice holiday. If you want to come down to my house, you've got a couple bottles of wine and that homemade stuff. If you ever get down here, you're more than welcome to come down here, Rich.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, buddy. I do very much. Thank you. We'll talk again before the holidays, I'm sure. I got to get toe surgery on Friday, though. I'm going to be in a boot, friggin' bone spur. My, you know, annual surgery this year. I got two. So. Get the, you know, check. I'm going to get my next surgery free, Matt DeSantis. You know that? I already called ahead. It's like a Wawa hoagie card. Like a rewards card.
That's pretty cool. That's nice. Yeah. Do you get like any free? You say just get like the free surgery?
I think this time around the anesthesia's free. I think I got the, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe the painkillers. I got to double check what my rewards are, how many points I got to use for it. But,
do they throw in like a free bag of chips or something?
No. That's the where they get you. You know what I mean? It's always the food. So, but I'm going to be in this, so I won't be able to drive. The doctor said for 3 weeks. So I'm going to have to, you know, figure out how to hobble down to Cape May, and then Saturday night I got to be in New York for Jimmy's show. So I'm going to be hobbling on potentially on crutches headed into the studio Saturday night. High as a kite on Percocet. Oh, it's going to be a blast.
But you're a big celebrity. You're a big celebrity, though. They send a car to pick you up, right?
I'm not that big of a celebrity. Nobody from the Village People ever hit on me.
Well.
I'm just saying. Just pointing that out. Oh, speaking of that, did you see the headline in that story about Scott Pressler? Did you catch the headline in the New York Post about that?
No, what was it?
It was, let me see if I can find it. You know, I'll find it on the break. The headline was hilarious about what they wrote about him. But I'll come back to that. It looks like he's going to possibly win Dom's local person of the year. All right, we got a lot more to get to as we continue along the show. But I got to tell you, when it comes to your home, peace, protection, peace of mind, all these things are really important. Craftsmanship, paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division. Emmons will not only make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb and will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements of winter. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof, the best shingle in the business, or it's Anderson Windows, each and every one of my listeners gets a 10% off inflation relief discount. That's right. All you got to do is reach out to Emmons today. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home today with the team I've been using now for over 10 years in multiple homes. I don't own multiple homes like Bernie Sanders, but I had the old house. They did our roof, and then they did the windows and the doors. New house, they've already replaced a couple doors for me. They do great work. So reach out to them today, emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Some breaking news, by the way. A judge in Georgia has just ordered Fani Willis to release all communications she had with Jack Smith and the January 6th committee to plot the RICO case against President Trump. George on Twitter reporting this. The court also declared she violated Georgia's open public records law. Quote, the court also hereby orders defendant to conduct a diligent search of her records for responsive materials within 5 business days of the entry of this order. Within that same 5-day period, defendant is ordered to provide plaintiff with copies of all responsive records that are not legally exempted or accepted from disclosure. Big shout out to Judicial Watch and the great Tom Fitton for another slam dunk victory. This could bring major legal troubles for Fani Willis if indeed she coordinated with the federal government to go after President Trump. Now, remember something. We know that Fani and Fani's Fanny, Nathan Wade, went to the White House multiple times and had multiple meetings with people from the Department of Justice. It's all going to come out. It's all going to be exposed. Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, these people are going to expose all of this. The level of coordination the deep state did on the federal, state, and local level to try to bring down Donald Trump, unprecedented, but absolutely all organized together. They should be charged with a freaking RICO violation, if you ask me. You want to talk RICO? Okay, I'll give you RICO. Federal law enforcement, state law enforcement, combining forces to target an American citizen to stop him from becoming president of the United States of America. There's your RICO charge right there. Make up BS about the guy, harass the guy, target the guy, keep the guy off the campaign trail. Do it all in tandem. Cover your bases, federal level, state level. There's no pardon power in Georgia. So he can't pardon himself on a state crime. The governor doesn't have pardon power. So you could find any of those details, and I bet you they're there. All that should be exposed and charges should be brought against these people without question. Now, Trump has just filed a motion to dismiss the New York criminal case. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Are you nervous about getting that big dental procedure? Don't be. Dr. Mike is the best at what he does, recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. Give his office a call today, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com, 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Trump has filed a motion to dismiss the criminal case in New York. That motion should go through. It should be dismissed. Remember last week, the judge indefinitely postponed the sentencing and then paving the way for Trump to file a motion to dismiss the case, which I imagine will be accepted by Judge Mershon, and that will be over. But this coordination on the federal and state level between Fani Willis, Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, the DOJ, all of this needs to come out. It's like the House Select Subcommittee's report on COVID. We got it now, and it's 560-something pages. What do we do with it? Do we just let it sit there, collect dust, or do we actually go after people? That's the question I have, and I'm sure it's a question you have as well. Oh, and in case you're wondering, the headline that I was referring to regarding our buddy Scott Pressler is this. Let's see if I can find it for you. Let's see. Matt DeSantis, you want to read it for me? Because I can't find it right now. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. Go ahead. The headline from the New York Post was how a long-haired gay giant helped Trump flip Pennsylvania red.
How a long-haired gay giant helped flip Pennsylvania red. Love it. Scott Pressler. A long-haired gay giant going to the Amish and getting them to vote for Donald Trump. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Amazing stuff. All right, we got a lot more show for you. We've got 30 minutes of nonstop talk, breaking news as Trump files to dismiss the criminal case in New York. More reaction to the Hunter Biden pardon, mysterious drones over North Jersey. We got a lot to chat about. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.